Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I want to tell, I sit at a bedside table of children all over the world and talk to them just before they go to sleep, telling them stories of the people I have met on my visits around the world. And I want to tell you the story about Abby. Abby went to heaven. And this woman was telling me about her child, and she said, "Our 14-year-old dog, Abby, died last month. The day after she died, my 4-year-old daughter, Meredith, was crying and talking about how much she missed Abby. She asked if we could write a letter to God so that when Abby got to heaven, God would recognize her. I told her that I thought that we could." So she dictated these words. And Meredith said, "Dear God, will you please take care of my dog? She died yesterday and is with you in heaven. I miss her very much. I'm happy that you let me have her as my dog, even though she got sick. I hope you'll play with her, God. She likes to play with balls and she likes to swim. And I'm sending a picture so that you can see what she looks like, so that you'll know that she is my dog and that I really miss her. Love, Meredith." The mother said, "We put the letter in an envelope with a picture of Abby and Meredith and addressed it to God, heaven. We put our return address on it. Then Meredith pasted several stamps on the front of the envelope because she said she would take a lot of stamps to get that letter all the way to heaven. And that afternoon, she dropped it into the letterbox at the post office. A few days later, she asked if God had gotten the letter. Did God get the letter yet? I told her, I thought perhaps he had. Yesterday, there was a package wrapped in gold paper on our front porch addressed to Meredith in an unfamiliar hand. Meredith opened it, and inside was a book by Mr. Rogers called When a Pet Dies. And taped to the inside front cover was the letter we had written to God in its opened envelope. On the opposite page was a picture of Abby and Meredith and this note. It said, Dear Meredith, Abby arrived safely in heaven. Having the picture was a big help. I recognized Abby right away. Abby isn't sick anymore. Her spirit is here with me, just like it stays in your heart. Abby loved being your dog. Since we don't need our bodies in heaven, I don't have any pockets to keep your pictures in. So I'm sending it back to you with this little book for you to keep and have something to remember Abby by. Thank you for the beautiful letter, and thank your mother for helping you write it and sending it to me. What a wonderful mother you have. I picked her specially for you. I send my blessings every day, and remember, dear Meredith, that I love you very much. By the way, I'm where there is love. Just remember that. I am God, and wherever there is love, there I am. Love, God." Boys and girls, these are the type of things that sometimes happen to us in our life. When we lose someone we love, they move to another dimension, and we let them go, and they go, and perhaps they're with God. Perhaps they're living in another lifestyle, another lifetime. But whatever they're doing, they're living, because there is no death. There is only eternal life. There's only forever. Oh, boys and girls, look who's coming. There's Mr. Sandman. He's bringing his pixie dust, and he's going to sparkle it all over you and tell you that he loves you, and go to sleep and have wonderful dreams. Now, you snuggle in your bed, sir. Call your mommy and daddy and say, Mom, Dad, time for bed. My story is over now. And they hug him good and tell him how much, I love you, I love you, I love you. And take your teddy bear and slide under the covers and say, good night, and have happy dreams. until I see you another time. This is Mr. Candle saying, I love you, I love you, I love you.